everyone, everywhere is 100% clear, obviously, without any training at all. The clear view is the only way we know we're here. It's this clear view that allows us to know we're here. Our own intelligence, just as it is. And so just think about that for a moment. The clarity view, what is that? Well, the clarity view sees you here in this room, sees you here in Stockholm, sees you here in Europe, sees you here on planet Earth, sees you here in the cosmos, sees you here in the universe. That's the pervasive spread of your intelligence, vast and wide open, like pure space. Anything that appears within vast intelligence, pure like space, is simply the shining forth of that space. Spontaneously emerging points of view. Spontaneously emerging points of view. Encompassing all. Every point of view sees itself. Every point of view sees itself. Now, some of these statements are real head twisters, aren't they? Well, I have to think about that one for a minute. But you see, clarity gives a comprehensive view as well as distinct knowledge of each point of view. That's why it's called the balanced view. The comprehensive view plus knowledge, distinct knowledge of each point of view. No hope or fear surrounding points of view. In the text there, we talked about three steps. Recognize, train, and benefit. So initially, it's important to recognize clarity. However, it is very, very easy to recognize clarity. It's already present, and it never goes anywhere. That makes it easy. So if you feel you haven't recognized clarity, then just this moment, stop thinking. Stop thinking any thought at all. When you stop thinking, what do we have? We have alertness, clarity, and cognizance. That's it. Clarity, our own open intelligence, vast like space, primordially pure. Everything that appears within it is the shining forth of that clarity view and nothing else. So when the next thought rolls along, the next emotion, the next sensation, the next experience, whatever it is, it's the shining forth of the clarity view, the shining forth of the vast universal intelligence. That's all it is. It's never anything else. Never made into anything else. It's impossible to sustain or capture a point of view. Instantaneously, it disappears. It never takes shape. It never began as anything other than clarity. It never endures as anything other than clarity. And it never leaves as anything other than clarity. These are the basics of life right here, these simple points. Indestructible clarity is what you are. You begin as indestructible clarity. You live your lifespan as indestructible clarity. You die as indestructible clarity. With this, you have the greatest power to be of benefit to yourself and others. With this, you have the greatest power to be of benefit to yourself and others. Otherwise, if life is focused on points of view, there can't help but be a lifetime of self-focus. However, by just this tiny shift of relying on clarity until it becomes obvious, self-focus naturally slips away. The self, the individual, is taken care of completely, loved and esteemed. Everything about you loved and esteemed. Nothing rejected. Nothing needing to be abandoned. This is the all-embracing benefit of the clarity view. Spontaneous altruism. Naturally, we go from self-focus to spontaneously caring about the benefit of all. This is our real nature. Our real nature is to abide as clarity. Always. Always, that means in all points of view. Abide as clarity. The stronger the points of view, the greater the benefit. So you see, some of these points of view come up and they're very afflictive, very agitated, naughty. Shouldn't be thinking that at all. Ooh. With the four mainstays as our guide and support, it doesn't matter what kind of point of view comes up. We know we have support. We can use that opportunity for clarity to be more obvious through the four mainstays. The four mainstays are a very simple pattern of instruction that allows for clarity to become totally obvious. I see it shining in all of you in the room. It's just so beautiful and amazing. And so these four mainstays, the first one we've been talking about a little bit, short moments of clarity, repeated many times, clarity becomes obvious. Clarity is automatic. It goes continuous. It's our natural way of being. So here it is. There's nowhere to look. There's no destination whatsoever. All past points of view, they all shine forth from clarity. All current points of view, all future points of view. In these short moments of acknowledgement, clarity gets familiar. Clarity gets familiar. It's just like when you meet someone new. At first, you haven't seen them before. They're new. And you have to see them for a while before they seem familiar. once in a while we'll meet someone who seems very familiar right from the first. But still, we have to get to know the person if we want to be friends. We really need to get to know the person. So you see, it's simple principles of living, they apply to clarity too. We want to know what our ultimate friend is. The ultimate friend who can take us through any experience. Short moments is good for that. You see, in short moments, there comes a time when there's no need for short moments any longer. Short moments is just, it's hi, how are you? And good to see you again. And oh yeah, that's right, clarity. However, once clarity is obvious, then it really is a joy ride. Because no matter what comes up, it is okay. You have complete mental and emotional stability, skillful action, insight into the situation, and the power to be of benefit. One of the four mainstays is community. A community of people, a worldwide community, a worldwide network of people, 24/7 support available worldwide, supporting anyone for free. Anyone who wants to rely on clarity is supported by a 24/7 network. It's just like when you buy a computer, you expect them to be there, right? This is the first time in human existence that anything like this has been available. So this clarity community, rich and strong, powerful, together, changing society from the root, from a society of negativity and self-focus to a society of benefit to all, a clarity society. The actual pioneers of an era of great benefit, an inexhaustible era of great benefit. So each one of those short moments, it not only contributes to you, it's a building block of the era of great benefit. Now, usually we don't think of terms like restful and power together, or restful and potent, but this is the way clarity is. Restful and potent. If you just think about it, during life, many times you've looked in the mirror, you've seen yourself change over time. What's looking never changes. What's looking, it never changes. It has not changed throughout all the points of view. It has never changed, indestructible, restful and potent, no matter what's coming down. You can look in the mirror when you're all tweaked out on afflictive states or pleasureful and blissful. The clarity view is shining forth all these points of view, no matter what they are. And so we use the clarity view again and again until it's familiar. The way that we do that is through the four mainstays, two I've mentioned. The other two are the trainer or teacher, whatever you want to call them, trainer, teacher, and the training media. That includes everything, all the media on the website, thousands of hours of talks, you can download or listen to for free, video, all kinds of literature, so much written literature that it would really be difficult to read it in a lifetime. However, it would be a good way to spend one's lifetime basking in the literature. That's what I do, so one of my jobs. But yeah, we each have our own role in society in the era of great benefit. And so you see each of these moments we contribute. Oh, wow. It is an incredible contribution to the benefit of all. One day humans will look back and they won't even be able to remember any time or anyone who had a point of view and thought that it was a real thing, that it had an independent nature. You see, how could points of view possibly have an independent nature? This open intelligence of yours that you extended out and beyond, encompassing the cosmos, how could anything be independent of that? Everything exists within it. It's just like if we take something and throw it in a linear accelerator, it breaks down beyond the subatomic to pure intelligence, the pure intelligence that spontaneously creates all of this. Wow. And you just showed me that's equal to your own intelligence. So all the knowledge contained within that expanse, that vast expanse, is within you. Universal intelligence is housed in you in a usable way. That's why you can go out, look at anything you want to, hone in on it or not. The clarity view doesn't go anywhere. The teacher or trainer is an incredible support, the ultimate friend. They're the ultimate friend because they won't let you sit around and talk about your points of view ad nauseum. That's a good friend to have. The good friend who's always confirming clarity for you. So when they suggest rest, oh, it sounds so annoying, I wish they'd just shut up. You ever had a thought like that? Yeah. Well, see, that's really great, because all of these points of view, it doesn't matter what they are, they're normalized. They're normalized. What they really are is energy juice, beneficial energy juice. So that's what we find out by relying on clarity. They're the tremendous beneficial energy. And so it may take a while to get used to it, but that's okay. Really is. It's okay by me. Just think how long it took to get all those points of view going. The history, your personal history, your family history, the history of the world, the history of Sweden, the history of your town. And so you see, clarity is much easier than that because it's in all the points of view already. Oh, that's a good thing. And so you see, from the beginning, clarity is beneficial. And that first moment of clarity, if for any of you there it was the first moment of clarity, you recognize its benefit, its total power. And from then on, you know where mental and emotional stability reside. Also, in this moment, you recognize the exceptionally beneficial conduct that is your nature. You see, that's the building block right there. That is the indestructible power of your own being right there. That is spontaneous conduct. You don't have to do anything to make clarity appear. It's already present. Now, when the points of view come up, we just automatically sort them into positive, negative, and neutral without even thinking about it. And so we decide on how we're going to respond based on whether they're positive, negative, or neutral. And there are only four things that can happen from there. One, indulge the point of view. That means carry on with it. Carry on. Avoid it. Push it away. Or replace it. Replace it with some other point of view. The fourth, you already know. Short moments of clarity shining forth within all of you right now. Life isn't nearly as complicated as we've been taught. It really is not. And that's very clear to me and all of you. The clarity view is self-kept. It's self-kept. It just is. Even a point of view like, oh, I don't recognize clarity. Clarity is the source. So it's quite the comedian, too. Through these short moments and the wonderful friendships of clarity community, the training media, the teacher. All of these are very simple supports for clarity being obvious at all times. The flow of points of view subside. They subside on their own. It's the recognition of the way things have always been, are now, and always will be. Very simply and directly, we recognize freedom and immediate perception. Complete freedom. Spontaneous conduct that is naturally beneficial. It's already loaded into clarity. As clarity gets brighter and brighter, beneficial conduct gets brighter and brighter too. all the thoughts, emotions, sensations, other experiences, whatever they are. Another experience would be roller skating. Think of some other experiences, swimming. Ava's experience, that was a car accident. Yeah. All these, no matter what they are, the way we relate to the experiences of life, it changes remarkably. And we're able to be completely at ease and potent at the same time. Completely at ease and potent at the same time. This is the gift that we give.